Hello, I'm Mrs. Evans, the head of Weston Green School in Thames Ditton. Welcome to Weston Green Speaks, a regular 5-minute insight into how we make the difference at Weston Green School. Throughout the year, we will be covering a variety of interesting topics, all of which explore and illustrate what matters most to us at Weston Green. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Hawkins and I lead the Endeavour programme here at Weston Green School. This award programme is a way of recognising that our pupils have busy, varied lives and do lots of things outside of school which help build their characters. Today I'm talking with our Endeavour ambassadors, Sophia and Samuel, to find out a bit more about the scheme. So welcome. Sophia, can you start by telling me a little bit about the different levels of the scheme?
Altogether in the whole school there are 4. Vibrabium awards for pre-prep, and then bronze, silver and gold for upper prep.
Excellent. And are you both working towards an award at the moment?
Yes, me and Sophia are working to our gold Endeavour awards, which is once you finish your bronze and silver, you go into your gold, which is the last Endeavour award.
So do you think most people in year 6 are around the sort around of silver the, yes. and or gold yeah. level of the award? So Sam, would you perhaps tell us a little bit about the different sorts of things that each award requires you to do?
Yes, so there's community, active, creative, exploration and final project. They're all the same categories through every Endeavour award scheme. So community could be getting involved with a local fundraiser or helping out with a local charity. Active is more sports-based activity, where you take part in a local sports event or be part of a sports team. Creative could be playing an instrument in the tea time concert or creating a piece of artwork that you're really proud of. Exploration could be going out on an adventure or creating a family tree to dig into your roots. Final project could be from creating a poster about environmental issues and issues that matter to you, to when you get further up the award scheme, final projects get harder and more is expected of you.
Brilliant, thank you, Sam. So Sam, I think you were suggesting that at each level of the scheme, yep. you have to do more. Sophia, can you talk a little bit about that for me?
So with Vibranium is the lowest one for the lower prep. They still have to do a work, but it's easier. But as they get harder into bronze, silver and gold, they expected more details and more
effort. Challenge. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Great, that sounds fantastic. What have you enjoyed most about being Endeavour ambassadors? So it's a role that you've taken on this year, isn't it, in year 6. What have you enjoyed about it so far?
I've really enjoyed leading assemblies because I like being the ambassador and telling everyone about it, because I think it's a really good talking point for the 11 plus as well, interviews.
Okay, so you've got interviews coming up, haven't you? How severe do you think it helps you to be taking part in this Endeavour award scheme?
With Endeavour, it makes me do more activities. Weston Green gives me a lot of chances to do the activities, and I try to use the time that they give me.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how would somebody, so say you were sitting down in an interview, how would somebody know that you've been taking part in this award scheme?
Every time you go up in the Endeavour Award, you get a badge. So for your Vibranium, you get like a Captain America shield. Bronze, you get a bronze badge, Endeavour badge. Then silver, you get a silver Endeavour badge. Gold, you get a gold Endeavour badge.
Wow, so by the time you've finished year 6, you could have lots and lots of badges, yeah, to be proud of. Brilliant. Have your parents got involved at all, sort of helping you?
Yeah, with my final project and presentation, my parents sometimes help me find the information to make my final project that much better.
Because some of these things are home-based, aren't they? Maybe you know, helping out at your local Cubs or Brownies or what, local charities. So I think we do need sort of our parents to support, don't we? I'm actually in the process of putting together some guidelines for parents that will help them see how they can best support their children at home. Obviously, you're year sixes, so you're a bit more independent, yeah? But lower down the school, I think it's really helpful, isn't it, for parents to know how they can support. So would you recommend, if there was a new pupil to Weston Green, would you recommend them to get stuck into the Endeavour scheme?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Because
Endeavour isn't just like much a thing that you like have to do, like they're forcing to do it. It's just like a nice fun activity that helped you.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, you've been great contributors to our podcast. So thank you very much, Sophia and Sam. And I hope you both get your gold awards before you leave year six. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share with your friends and family who might be interested. And of course, do follow us on our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Please join us next time on Weston Green Speaks.